Welcome to episode 601 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Anna and Donna. And this week we're excited to welcome our newest Outlander travel agent, Vicky. Yay!
Yay. Hi.
Welcome. Vicky recently had the privilege of sailing the beautiful Danube River aboard the elegant Alma Verde. She'll be sharing her firsthand experiences, favorite moments, and what makes this romantic journey from Wilhelmshaven to Budapest so unforgettable. From scenic vineyard landscapes to immersive wine tastings and cultural discoveries, Vicky will give us an inside look at why this itinerary is a dream for travelers seeking both relaxation and enrichment. So let's get started. Whew. That was like such a mouthful for me. So, Vicky, let's just start. Tell us a little bit about yourself so that our listeners can like get to know a little bit about you and how you came to us, if you don't mind.
Sure. Yeah. Let's see. I was previously a project manager and, wanted to try something different. And what do I love? I love to travel. So here I am. Got in touch with Elizabeth and joined up with the Outlander crew because I really wanted camaraderie and support. And what a great decision that was. So I'm in Chapel Hill. And it's been wonderful so far.
Awesome. Well, we are so happy that you're here. So,
yes.
Yeah. So this river cruise, was this your first river cruise?
It was my first river cruise.
Okay. What made you choose this?
I've been on other cruises before, and honestly, I don't feel so great on a great big ocean ship. And so I needed to try out if a river cruise was going to do the same thing. I knew I had clients that were interested in river cruising. I love the idea that you don't have to unpack again. You know, you unpack once and you're there and you get to visit all these wonderful cities. So, I thought that would be one of the first things I did. So,
how do you feel about it now? Did it meet all your expectations?
Well, first and foremost, I was not sick at all. It was wonderful. That was great. I could barely feel the ship moving,
I know. That's definitely a huge positive in my book.
I was very relieved because I was thinking, am I going to have to get something? But nope, it was great. It was really a lot of fun. The people on board were great. The crew was amazing, absolutely amazing. And I loved all the places that we went, every single one of them. I do have a favorite,
Nice. So was this a travel agent fam, or did you bring somebody with you? How did that go?
It was a travel agent fam. Well, it was a fam for me. The entire cruise wasn't a fam. I think I was the only travel agent on board.
Okay. So you didn't have structured stuff that
you
had to do?
No. Okay. I was treated, just like a guest. And my husband came with me. So it was his first. And yes, he enjoyed it very much.
Good.
And it started April 6th, and it was for a week. And we had really nice weather, like beautiful weather. 50s, 60s, except for one day when it snowed.
Really?
But that sounds magical.
We were unprepared, but it was very cool, we weren't outdoors that long. We just kind of had to get, from the ship to, that happened to be an inside day. We were, at the Abbey Melk Abbey.
Milk. Okay. Yeah.
And then inside at a wine tasting. So it was really fun.
So, yeah.
I kind of really love the snow, even though I could have used some mittens.
That's so funny that I feel like the weather's been doing that here too, just like as a side, because yesterday was so hot and today is
today I'm in a sweatshirt. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just been doing that.
It's crazy.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. So, you said you started in Wilhelmshaven?
Wilhelmshaven. And went on to, still in Germany, a small town, Passau. Mm-hmm. Is that how you say that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, good. You know, did a beautiful walking tour there. You just get right off the boat and you're already in the mm-hmm. in the town. And I thought the coolest things there were, there were buildings that were close-ish to the river. Yep. And they had these markings on them, and they had the year next to the marking. You're like, what in the world is that? And some of them were mm-hmm. really high, 20 feet high, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's when the river overflows and how yeah. much flooding there is in the area. It's like, oh my goodness. And then they recover from that over and over and over. There were some that were hundreds of years old, the markings. And then there were some that were 10 years old. So, yeah.
Wow. That's cool. Yeah, because sometimes if the like level of the river can affect your journey sometimes. So
very true.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Cause I did it mm-hmm. a summer ago, and we were supposed to end in Regensburg, and we couldn't make it because the water levels were too low
mm-hmm. or too yeah. high, because then you can't get under a bridge. Right.
Correct. Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's, wow. it's, there are contingency plans if people are worried about things
absolutely.
Like that, but hopefully yeah. you didn't have any of that stuff. So it says here you did the fixed window category. Did you like that?
I thought it was wonderful. I mean, we were, you know, it was in the lowest level of the ship, and mm-hmm. They're real windows, and you do get actual sunlight. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty short, and I had to get on my tippy toes to kind of look out. And when you look out, the window is at sea level. Like the mm-hmm. water is just an inch below the window. So it's wow. a really interesting view.
You'll see ducks coming by.
Yeah, it was exactly. It was very cool. But we're in our stateroom so seldom. It's, mm-hmm. you know, you're sleeping, mm-hmm. you're showering, you're changing, and you're out, because, you know, it's a busy place, River Cruise. I didn't yeah. realize it would be mm-hmm. such a busy place. So.
Yeah. Well, and I know Alma does that sip and sail hour, right, mm-hmm. before dinner, and then they kind of mm-hmm. talk about what they're doing the next day, and it's just such a – it feels kind of like family, you know, because it's just not that big. And mm-hmm. yeah, I love it. So, well, okay. So before we go on about the itinerary, let's talk a little bit more about the ship. So did you, yeah. what did you think of like the food and the entertainment and all of that stuff?
There was a lot of food. I mean, yeah. there was always food. Oh my goodness. Yeah. So, you know, breakfast was a buffet, or you could order from the menu, whichever you prefer. Mm-hmm. Or you could do both, you know, which we kind of often did. Mm-hmm. And your waiter kind of gets to know you, like, almost immediately. They know, you know, oh, I want cream for my coffee. My husband doesn't, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And then lunch is pretty much the same, mm-hmm. except for they have the chef's table restaurant also open for lunch, and that was Italian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you could just go. You didn't have to make a reservation or anything. Mm-hmm. And dinner was, you know, always a seated, plated, you know, 5-course dinner. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there were some nights where it was like, well, can I have two of those? Or I don't want a salad. I want another appetizer. They were like, absolutely. You know, they're very accommodating. And do you want red or white? And my answer is yes. So he knows he would always bring me the red and the white, but I only had to ask once. The second night, they already knew. You know, so because I'm there, you know, I'm trying all the local wine. I want to taste
it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And the food was very, very good. And they tried to keep it, you know, when we went to a new city, the menu would be about that area. So mm-hmm. that was cool.
Yeah. And you mentioned the chef's table. Did you partake in the chef's table?
We did. We made a reservation, and it was for our cruise start on a Monday. I think we went on Wednesday night. And that was, it was like a tasting menu, if they've ever done that. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, the yep. tiny portions, and you don't order, they just bring, right? Mm-hmm. And you could tell them if you had any, you know, allergies or sensitivities, but, and it was very, very good. It was, mm-hmm. it was excellent. And you could watch the chef prepare it, because it was just for a small amount of people, maybe 25 people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you watched him prepare it, and it's kind of amazing how they can get out 25 meals at the same time, like so quickly and so beautifully. The plates were just gorgeous. So yeah, I love the food. There's a happy hour before dinner where they have cocktails, and the cruise manager and the hotel manager explain to you what's going on today, what's going on tomorrow, you know, and you kind of get to know them, their personalities and what they mm-hmm. like, and they make suggestions, and yeah, they take care of you, those folks.
Yeah. And we should mention too, that if you are on an AMA cruise, the chef's table is for everybody. Everybody gets to do it at least once. Yeah. And you can do
but
it
if
again.
If you do it more than once, it's not a different menu.
That's correct.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the things I love about them. And I do believe their service is just outstanding too.
Yeah. So, housekeeping service was excellent. Mm-hmm. Just overall, everybody was really great who worked there.
That's cool.
We did laundry one day. So, you know, my husband sent some stuff to the laundry and it came back all nice and clean and folded and beautiful, you know, nice. Pretty much same day. You know, he sent it in the morning and it came back like when we were getting ready for dinner.
Oh, nice.
So, that's cool. That was really nice.
They have on their Alma Magna ship, they have like guest laundry. Like you can go and do your own laundry. It's like a little laundromat on there. But
yeah,
they're tiny.
Because it's so inexpensive. Let them do it. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm on vacation.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to do laundry.
And it took a long time for stuff to dry because the dryers were really small. And like it took a lot longer to dry than to wash. So it was kind of like you had to plan for that, I guess. But anyway, I digress. So talk more like after you did, was it Passau?
Yeah.
Where did you go after that?
So the next day we did the full day Salzburg excursion, and that mm-hmm. was my favorite. So I'm a big Sound of Music fan.
My
whole family is. My daughter, my youngest daughter was really angry with me for going to Salzburg without her.
Really?
But we'll go back one day. So the tour was great. And then we had not a lot of free time, but with some free time. And we went to the fortress that was there. And that was just amazing. I thought it would be just like just a building, just a castle, but no, it's like, you know, there's streets and grounds and things. It was very cool. I loved it.
So that's like cool. Up on the hill above
very
the town?
Up, yes.
Okay.
Up on the hill.
I didn't go up to that. No, I'm regretting Salzburg.
In Salzburg. Yes. Yeah. We that's spent cool. our entire time. And they have a restaurant up there and the view is just beautiful because you have the Alps in the background and the rest of Salzburg.
The food's good there too.
Yeah, it was
good. We ate there for lunch a couple of years ago, and yeah, the food was very, very good.
That's awesome. So that was your favorite?
That was my favorite.
Were you able to pick out the area, like the backgrounds from the movie and stuff?
100%. And if really? I could I send a picture of, you know, like part of where they were when they were singing the Do Re Mi song. And I sent it to my kids and every one of them knew immediately where I was, what was, I sent it with no words whatsoever, just one snapshot. And they were
that.
Like, oh my
That's
gosh,
so
we know exactly where you are.
That's funny. When I went, it was like end of February and they kept saying things like this over and over again. Well, if you'd come in the summer, you'd be able to really recognize this with the, like the trees are in bloom and stuff. And everything was like, so, So that's why I asked that question. Did you go into the graveyard too?
Yes. Like I didn't know which spot was the exact one where they hid, you know, and they said that the gravestone was a movie prop. It's not, that's, whatever mm-hmm. Wherever they were wasn't real, so you couldn't like look it up. But yeah, that's, you knew you were there, you know, if you've seen the movie as many times as I have, you knew exactly where you were. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so that
that's
cool.
Really cool.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It was nice. It was
oh and I then, just really I just noticed that this is backing up just a smidge, but I have to do this, that Passau is the city of three rivers. There's another city with three rivers. Do you guys know what city that is?
Oh, I bet you're going to tell us.
It's Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Yeah. If you haven't been listening for a while, I try to work Pittsburgh in.
She works Pittsburgh into everything.
Everything. I couldn't pick one up because that was, you know, cool.
We appreciate you, Sandy.
So, okay, back up a little bit more because we didn't talk about the embarkation. There was an Oktoberfest?
There was. Okay. Right outside of the ship. You know, we went onto the ship and they take your luggage from you. You don't have to bring it anywhere or down the gangplank or anything. Like, they take all of that for you and just bring it to your room. And, yeah, embarkation is super easy. And then... yeah, there outside of the ship, there was a big tent set up, and they had an Oktoberfest. They had wonderful pretzels, and they had gluten-free ones, too, if anybody ever needs that.
Oh,
I don't know if they had gluten-free beer, but I know they had gluten-free pretzels. So they had beer and pretzels, and there was music, you know, like there were some people playing, you know, the
German Oompa band. Music.
Yeah. And cool. They had a couple of feats of strength and drinking contest kind of things. And, you know,
Oktoberfest so in April.
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah. That does sound fun though. Yeah.
That's cool.
Aprilfest, right?
Yeah.
So, and it was a nice way to start to meet people. Like we met our first, you know, friends just right there at that place that night. Cause there were, you know, a lot of people that you hung out with here, or they were in your tour group the next day, or you saw them at breakfast, or you had a cocktail with them or whatever. There are lots of people to, you know, to
when you guys had dinner, did you get to just sit with whoever you wanted, or did they seat you with people, or how did that work?
You got to sit with whoever you wanted. The first night we sat just the two of us. We sat with two other couples one night. We made friends with a group of people that were on a wine tour, you know, that they all knew each other, and we kind of just kind of like slid on in there, and, you know, we had a group of 12 or 15, you know, once we joined them, and so we, you know, we mixed it up.
That's cool.
That's fun.
That's nice. That's good to feel like you don't, even if you don't know people when you show up, you know, like it's such a small group, and you're, like you said, you see them on the excursion or maybe like at the sip and sail. So
exactly.
That's cool.
Well, a great way to do that is also, AMA Waterways offers their pre-cruises and post-cruises. And the great thing is if you do one of those pre-cruises, then you're instantly with probably about 10, 15, 20 people, and you get very close with them. And so by the time you get on the ship, you already have your friends picked
up. You've got all your besties lined up.
That's right.
And the cruise manager for your cruise is on the pre-cruise also, right?
Yes.
Most of the time.
It's not
100%. Yeah. Cool. Okay. So then went to Durstein and is it Weissenkirchen?
There's a lot of consonants in that
word. Yeah, that's a long word. Okay.
Yeah. And in Durstein, they make apricots. They grow apricots. So they make apricot everything. And, yeah, that's where I got Donna the apricot candies.
Yes, she did.
She's like, nice. when you go there, you have to bring me these apricot candies. And she sent me a picture, and I'm like, you got it. So, yeah,
we it's did funny that. when I went to Amsterdam or Belgium. No, I was in Belgium. Sandy made me bring her back chocolate.
Yep.
There you go.
Very specific chocolate too.
Yes, very specific. You have to go hunt these things down.
You have to find the right store.
We do it all for each other because that's the thing we do.
I just brought Donna back jam from London too. So yep.
That's cool.
We all have our favorite things. So
Yep.
All right, cool. So you did the walking tour and then was that the same day you went to Milk Abbey or that was the next day?
Yeah, no, Milk Abbey was the next day.
So did you do wine tastings like every day?
It was a wine cruise. So yes, we did a lot of wine tastings. And then they had them on the ship as well. They had wine tastings on the ship.
That's my kind of cruise.
Was a whole lot of wine tasting.
Vicky, we're going to get along great.
There you go.
We're going to get along so great.
So
meet you and Amy.
That was fun. and we did a wine tasting in like a family tavern. They had to split us up into pretty small groups, to go to these wine taverns. And I mean, it doesn't fit more than 20 or 25 people inside the place. It was tiny. Yeah, and the, you know, the vineyard was right there in the town. So, mm-hmm. like, they just had to walk the wine over a couple hundred yards, you know, to the place. And so it was, yeah.
Did you buy any wine and then take it back on the ship and enjoy it on the ship?
Because there was so much wine on the ship that I did not.
So did you buy some wine and bring it home?
I brought some home, but I didn't bring any. I didn't open any on the ship. There was no need to, you know?
Yeah. There's that is one of the things, though, that is different with ocean and river cruising is that you can open it. You know, like they'll bring you wine glasses. They'll open it for you. They'll chill it if it's white wine, you know? So,
for sure.
Yeah. It's a really nice perk. So,
yeah, I didn't purchase a single drink on the cruise. There was plenty.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Oh wait. So you okay? So now I'm reading the show notes. So, so then you went to Vienna, and it says that you watched The Empress on Netflix, and that is on my list. So, yeah. Talk about that.
So, who was it that told me to watch The Empress?
I might have told you.
It might have been Sandy.
Somebody told me. Yeah, so yeah, I tell people a lot.
Somebody in the Slack told me watch The Empress, so we did, and it was actually really good. I mm-hmm. not just for the history background that it gave me, but I really enjoyed the story, and you know, it's mm-hmm. sensationalized historical fiction, right? So, but yeah, the story was there, you know.
Yeah, yeah, and she's everywhere in Vienna and Budapest too. Yeah,
yes. And when we're standing there, you know, in front of the Imperial Palace, for example, you're like, okay, mm-hmm. I know exactly where I am. I know what happened here, you know, or whatever. So that I really like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's so really cool. that actually, it really helps when you have some background and you're in, mm-hmm. Especially a big city like Vienna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely need to watch that before I go do that again because it's on my list and I tell people that all the time, but I keep forgetting. So when you were in Vienna, did you do anything else? Like, did you go to the Nosh Market? Did you go to the castle?
We wandered a lot. We did some shopping and we mm-hmm. had an excellent lunch. I had the best schnitzel I ever had in my life. And we went to the opera house.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Toured there. And my granddaughter is a ballet dancer. I got her some ballet things and whatever. So
that's cool. That's cool. Awesome.
But yeah, so Vienna, I would absolutely go back to Vienna. That's a beautiful place. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys stay overnight in any of these places?
Not really.
Okay. So, yeah. So you didn't have two days anywhere?
We didn't have 2 days anywhere. I mean, the only place we stayed overnight was the last night.
In Budapest?
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think of Budapest? I love that city.
So interesting, right? That that there's two cities, one Buda, one Pest, right? And how completely and totally different they are in geography, in architecture, in culture, everything. Mm-hmm. It was election day while we were there. So our tour took a lot longer than it normally takes. We didn't end up mm-hmm. with any free time in Budapest at all because you couldn't get places. And,
That was a big election. That was a shocking. Yeah. That's so cool that you were there for that. I think.
And after dinner, we were, on the deck of the ship up top. Mm-hmm. And you could hear everybody celebrating in the city from where we were.
That's so cool.
It was very
cool. Wow, that's really neat.
Yeah. Did you stay any extra or did you have to fly home after you disembarked?
So we actually spent the next night in Madrid. So we flew out in the morning, we hung out in Madrid for a day and then flew the rest of the way home.
Nice.
There was no direct flight from from Budapest. So we were like, well, if we're going to stop over, where do we want to stop? If we're going to stop, we're going to stay, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Love it.
So I'll grab a night in another city anytime I can.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm. So we love Madrid. So there we are.
So
vacation. I love it.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you found that river cruising was for you. Is that fair to say?
I would say that's fair to say. I was surprised that now I wanted to do everything because mm-hmm. as a travel agent, I want to be able to experience as much. And, mm-hmm. you know, be able to talk to clients about it and such. But as our cruise director said, cruise manager, you don't have to do none of it if you don't want to, you know, like you can take a break. You don't have to push. 'Cause it was, you know, it was more active than I thought it would be. I thought that it would be a little more chill, but you know, the way I did it, it was pretty busy. But you don't have to do any of it. And they have wellness classes. Oh my gosh. They have a person like dedicated to wellness classes the entire time you're there. So we saw a lot of that going on.
Yeah. Don't they do like yoga up on the top deck and stuff?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And they do walking, they do running, they do yoga, they do.
I wouldn't know. I've never partaken of that.
Ooh, I love yoga. I would totally do that. That's,
yeah.
It's nice.
And they have cool probably.
As you're passing by.
Yeah. They have like 10 people at a time or something, you know, partaking in the classes. 'Cause you're not going to do a lot of classes all day. You're going to pick one. So.
Right.
Yeah. I would say probably half the people participate in something.
Oh, that's really cool. That's a lot, actually.
It is nice.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Is there anything that we didn't touch on that you wanted to be sure to mention?
Let's see. Oh, our tour guides. They were fantastic. Like every single one of them. Tour guides were great. If we had to get on, you know, a bus, a coach, well, we were in Germany, Austria, so they were Mercedes buses, so that was kind of nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, they do have, like, the local guides are really good.
Everybody's
really friendly. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, I very much enjoyed it, and I am booking a group cruise for next August on the run.
Oh, excellent. Oh,
fantastic.
Yeah.
We'll have you back on to talk about the details of your group then. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. I'm going to host that one and putting the details together now.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
And you said that one's going to be on the Rhine?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll be the rivers. Amsterdam to Basel.
Nice.
Ooh, nice. I love Amsterdam. Cool.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's sneak peek then for later.
Yeah, exactly.
Stay tuned.
Breaking news. Yeah. All right. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. And thank you, Vicky, for joining us this week.
Yes.
It's really great to talk to you. So on behalf of Donna, Anna, and myself, Sandy, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.